Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Wrap Up, a production of The Balance. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
All right. Good afternoon, boys and girls. My name's Tom, and this is breaking news of The Balance. The Indianapolis Pacers are reporting that Jim O'Brien, head coach after three seasons, will be dismissed. Multiple sources around the National Basketball Association are reporting that Jim O'Brien has been relieved of his duties as head coach of the Indianapolis Pacers, or the Indiana Pacers, as they're better known. The Pacers have announced at a 4 o'clock press conference, and we're going to try to bring that press conference live for you, so just stand by here with us. We'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on the firing of Coach O'Brien. You know, feel free to give us a call. We're going to be here for a few minutes while we're standing by waiting for this press conference that's supposed to take place right at 4 o'clock. I do believe $2 Bill Josh, well, I hope, will be calling in here soon. And so feel free to give us a call also, 917-889-8516. Again, O'Brien out as the Pacers coach. Perhaps not a big surprise to most people out there. Figure that it was probably time that a decision like this has happened. And so here at The Balance, as usual, we try to bring you the breaking news as it happens. And we're going to try to get this press conference on right away here. Thanks to our friends over at 1070 The Fan, we're going to be able to stream this press conference, we hope, to you. Thanks to 1070 The Fan in Indianapolis, who's going to be able to get us that feed. Again, this is The Balance. We're breaking news for you. Coach O'Brien out of as the head coach of the Indianapolis Indiana Pacers. We'll be right back. We're going to be hanging tight here till 4 o'clock, and then we're going to run that press conference. Again, this is breaking news. The Indiana Pacers have fired Coach O'Brien. So we'll be right back after this.
Do you like what you hear on The Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
And welcome back to The Balance. My name's Tom. Waiting on our trusted co-host and NBA analysis guy to call in and talk to us a little bit, $2 Bill Josh. But to bring you up to speed, Coach O'Brien is out of a job. He is no longer the Pacers head coach. And we are waiting and standing by for a press conference. So when that happens, we'll be able to get that to you right away, thanks to our friends over at 1070 The Fan. Again, multiple sources around the National Basketball Association are reporting that Jim O'Brien has been relieved of his duties as head coach of the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers have announced a 4 o'clock press conference. Again, we'd like to hear your thoughts. Give us a call right here on The Balance, 917-889-8516. And we hope to get our NBA guy on, Josh, $2 bill, Josh, to come on board here with us here very soon. And again, this is The Balance, and we're bringing you breaking news out of Indianapolis. The Pacers fire head coach Jim O'Brien. So we're just standing by, and we will be back with that press conference, and we are going to be able to bring that live to you as that happens.
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio.
All right, and welcome back here. Sorry about the little bit of technical difficulties that we had there. Sometimes it's hard to get everything right on track when everything is supposed to be, that's for sure. Well, as I was saying, this is Tom with The Balance, the host of The Balance, and the Daily Wrap-Up. We are bringing you live breaking news from Indianapolis. Indiana Pacers have fired Coach O'Brien as their head coach after 3 seasons, and we are trying to stream that press conference for you live. So thanks to our friends over at 1070 The Fan, and we hope to be able to get that feed on for you. Again, Coach O'Brien has been relieved of his duties of the head coach there at Indiana Pacers. Probably not a huge surprise to a lot of people. Probably something that maybe should have, a lot of people might say should have happened a long time ago. Want to hear your thoughts? 917-889-8516, or post your comments on Facebook on our fan page there. We want to know what your thoughts are on the firing of Coach O'Brien. Trying to get our analysis guy, $2 bill, Josh, on the air with us here, so that he can help us break that down for us. If we're not able to get him during this break, we'll certainly get him in the wrap up tomorrow. So hopefully we can get him on the air here very soon. In fact, I'm just going to try to call him and see if I can't get him to answer the phone. But right now I don't see that's happening. Well, maybe not. Josh, are you with us? Hello, Josh. Okay, maybe not. All right, well, we're going to try to get him on the air with us here just in a very short amount of time on, so that he can break down for us the firing of Coach O'Brien. It appears that, and they're going to have, they're scheduled to have a press conference here at 4 o'clock. The Pacers are going to do that, and we're going to be here ready to go when that's ready to go. Again, we want to hear your thoughts and your comments on what your thoughts are on the firing of Coach O'Brien. This appears that this decision came down today. Again, not much of a surprise to most people, especially here in central Indiana. Again, this is The Balance. So glad that you've joined us. So glad that you're here with us on a Sunday afternoon. Breaking news. Pacers fire head coach Jim O'Brien. And so we certainly are standing by waiting for the press conference to take place, and we're going to be able to stream that here for you just as that comes down. We hope to have that stream going for you, and that press conference is supposed to start right at 4 o'clock. So just stand by with us, and we'll be able to hopefully try to get that on for you here in the very near future. Coach O'Brien out as the Indiana Pacer head coach. So we'll see how that pans out. I don't know how many people are actually shedding tears on that particular deal with Coach O'Brien. But, you know, it's probably a thing that probably should have happened a long time ago, and it's just now coming down to happen. So we'll be right back, and with breaking news, the Pacers have fired Coach O'Brien.
Anybody wants out, get out. Okay, this team is going to the playoffs. Okay, this team's going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Welcome back. Breaking news. The Pacers fire head coach Jim O'Brien after three seasons as the head coach of the Indianapolis. I keep saying the Indianapolis Pacers, the Indiana Pacers. We want to hear your thoughts on the firing of the Pacers. 917-889-8516. We're standing by for a press conference that we're going to bring to you live at 4 o'clock. Thanks to our friends over at 1070 The Fan in Indianapolis. So good that you guys have joined us. The Pacers have called a 4 p.m. press conference today. They're expected to announce that Coach Jim O'Brien has been fired. Now, this is according to the Indianapolis Star and multiple other media outlets are reporting that O'Brien has was in his fourth season here with the Indiana Pacers, compiling a 121-169 record. He failed to make the playoffs in any of his seasons as Indiana's head coach and never won more than 36 games. So, like I said before, Not much of a surprise. It looks like assistant coach Frank Vogel is expected to take over in the interim basis. The Pacers lost to Chicago on Saturday, their seventh loss in eight games, dropping the team to 17-27, but 10th in the Eastern Conference playoff race. The team had bright prospects entering the year, and if you remember right, Josh and I talked about this very thing yesterday, that it was a timing change needed to happen. Now, we also talked about perhaps maybe that there'll be a head office change of Larry Bird moving on. I'm not sure that that's exactly going to happen myself, but we'd love to hear your thoughts. Give us a call here at 917-889-8516 or post your comments on our Facebook page. Again, certainly we'll have more information about the termination of Jim O'Brien on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. My name's Tom. I'm the captain of this here team, and I am so glad that you guys have joined us on a Saturday afternoon. We're bringing you breaking news. The Indiana Pacers fire their head coach. After three complete seasons, he's in his fourth season, Jim O'Brien. And this could be just the beginning of a series of major changes for the Pacers. Like I said, team president Larry Bird, he's also on thin ice, I think. He's in the final year of his contract. And there's a pretty good whiff there that he will not return back. And if the team wants him back, that is. And we'll see about that. I don't know that the Pacers really want him back. I know that that the Simons have been more than patient with Larry Bird on getting this deal done. And obviously Larry is a great icon here in Indiana, and it was a great coach and a great player, of course. But this is the time where it's time for him to make a change. I know the Pacers are also trying to trade backup point guard T.J. Ford and could consider offers for star forward Danny Granger as well. So there's a lot of changes up and coming for the Indiana Pacers, and the balance is right there for you to bring all the breaking news for you. And the breaking news that we're bringing you right now, as we speak, the Indiana Pacers have fired head coach Jim O'Brien as their head coach. So we'll see how that all pans out. And so, again, we're standing by waiting for a press conference for the from the Indiana Pacers held by Pacers president Larry Bird on the firing of head coach Jim O'Brien. So we are standing by for a 4 o'clock press conference on that. And we'll bring that to you just as soon as we have that available for you. And thanks to our friends over at 1070 The Fan, we're going to be able to hear this. The press conference on that by Larry Bird. The Pacers have fired head coach Jim O'Brien as the head coach of the Indiana Pacers after three seasons. We're waiting on a press conference, also waiting to hear from $2 Bill Josh. Hopefully that we can get him on the line here. I know that he broke the news to me, and we came on the air here right away as soon as we knew that it was official that Coach Jim O'Brien has been terminated as the head coach of the Indiana Pacers, and we're awaiting a 4 o'clock press conference to be held by Larry Bird. We're soon to find out on all the details on that. And like I said, assistant coach Vogel is expected to take over as the head coach for the Indiana Pacers, at least in the interim basis. We want to hear your thoughts on the matter, so we'll have the phone lines open for a little bit here, and then we're going to go into the press conference. Again, the Indiana Pacers have fired Coach O'Brien as their head coach, and we're just standing by for a press conference to be held at 4 o'clock, and when we return, we will try to get that on for you here very soon. All right, and welcome back to The Balance. My name is Tom, your host, and trusted captain here. Trying to multitask here. I haven't accomplished that. If any of our listeners have any suggestions on how to be a good multitasker, I'd love to know that. We're trying to get this stream going for you here very soon. On the press conference of the held by the Indiana Pacers. So, again, we're bringing you breaking news right here on The Balance. The Indiana Pacers have fired head coach Jim O'Brien as their head coach, and we're looking for a press conference right here at 4 o'clock. So if you can stand by and give us a call, we'd love to hear your thoughts, 917-889-8516. And we're going to try to get on board for you the breaking news that the Indiana Pacers have fired Jim O'Brien. And again, we are standing by waiting for the press conference to begin right here on The Balance. All right. This is The Balance, and my name is Tom. So glad that you can be along with us. We are standing by for the press conference that is to scheduled to begin just any time here on the Balance here to talk about the dismissal of Jim O'Brien. And we hope to have that coming up right here at 4 o'clock, which is just a few more minutes away. And still trying to reach Josh, our analysis for the NBA to break down the dismissal of Coach O'Brien. So we hope to have that with you here in the very, very short near future here. And so, again, we appreciate your patience, but we don't know a lot of information about it right now. But Coach O'Brien has been terminated as the head coach of the Indiana Pacers. So we're going to stand by here and wait and see what happens. So we'll be right back again. Pacers, the Indiana Pacers have fired Coach O'Brien. We are standing by for a press conference to begin right here in a very few minutes.
Again, welcome to the land of fame access. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am.
All right, and thanks for joining us for breaking news. The Pacers fire head coach Jim O'Brien. We are standing by for a press conference that's due to begin any time here. And so when that begins, we will go to that press conference live here just as soon as we can get that press conference going. Again, this is breaking news on the balance. The Pacers fire head coach Jim O'Brien.
And I want to thank Jimmy for his 3.5 years of service, because he's done a lot for us, not only his coaching team, but help change the culture and move us in the right direction. So he's going to be missed, but we move on. And I think our players understand that we're trying to do all we can to get back on the right track, and hopefully we can move forward and win some ball games and get us back at the playoff contention. Larry, do you consider jumping back in and putting the decision in the situation? I'm a fan of the ball. So, sure. But, no, I really didn't. To commit to something like that, I've been out for a long time and don't have the training chips, you know, not being down on the court, it's been very tough. But, I know Frank, he's been down there. He knows his players. He knows what he wants to do. It's really tough because he hasn't had a training camp, and he's going to change some things, and you know, we're not going to have that many practices. But I really didn't think about going down. And that wouldn't have been easy, really. That's what I wanted to do.
Sorry, about a week ago you said he's here for the long term. So what, if anything, changed in the last couple of days? And then it was this your decision.
Well, I was on the West Coast trip, and Mr. Simon was out there, and I told him at the time that I feel comfortable with Jimmy moving forward, but you never know. I wanted to see how we played on the trip. We were in three of the games, and then the dinner game we didn't have a chance, and we came home in Orlando. The game was over after the first 3 minutes. So that's when I really started thinking about we probably need to do something. And I called Mr. Simon up, and he said, whatever you want to do. So here we are.
Well, what will your role be? Will you maintain the same role, or will you have a little more oversight over Frank and what happens
next? Well, usually my coach is coach. But anytime Jimmy or Frank ask my opinion, I give it to him. He knows how he wants to play, and we've already talked a little bit about some of the things I like to see and some of the things he wants to do. I think we're on the same page. We know where we want to take his franchise. And we got young players, and we want to see some play. But I think Frank will do a great job of handling our young players, and hopefully we can see what they got. I like to see, you know, Lance play a little bit sometime down the road. I also like to see Paul maybe get a few more minutes at two different positions, two guard and a three. So we'll talk about all this. We haven't really spent that much time together, but he's going to coach. He's the coach, and he's going to do what he thinks is necessary to win basketball games.
So that's been frustrating, Larry, that, you know, you guys are so young, and, you know, you're building for a future, and the young kids haven't didn't get as much run as probably as you wanted earlier in the season.
You know, I like to see him play more. There's no question about that early on. But, you know, I'm not coaching the team. If I was coaching the team when I played him, I don't know. You know, but I was a little frustrated when Hansbrough wasn't getting to play early. I thought that Paul was going to be behind a little bit, but now that he's playing pretty well, I think that he's showing that if he gets some confidence and gets some time, you're going to get better. But we are young, and our goal here is, like I said a few years ago, we got a 3-year plan, and we're right on it. I mean, I looked the other day, well, I have more money than anybody in the summer to go out and either trade one of our expiring contracts or go into the free agency market and get the pieces we need. If we see the right deal out there for us as a franchise, we're going to do it. Now, it's a little touchy because we don't know what the collective bargaining is going to be. But Mr. Sine told me if you see a deal and you like the player, go ahead and make the move.
What will be the process moving forward as far as coaching search and then walk out the way now? Or is it just a natural?
Well, usually when this stuff happens, people start calling. But, obviously, Craig's going to be in there for the rest of the year. And we'll see how it goes. If he does a good job, it'll be our first interview.
I'm just trying to clarify, you don't have a meeting
with him, and I still have a design coming out of the meeting with him, and I'll call him. Well, I called Jimmy in today. I texted him last night, and wanted to be with him at noon today, and he came in and explained it, and it went very well. Jimmy's a man, stands up, he talks to you, and looks you in the eye, and he said, thanks for the opportunity. I know you're on the right, going in the right direction, and this is something that you have to do. I understand. So he was great.
You guys started off. I'm sorry, I thought you should have that. But Larry, you guys started off at a great start, and then some of your young players that called on the media, like Jim. How frustrating is that? Was that having your head coach and you have such young kids scrutinizing your young
players? I never did that when I coached. I didn't like it when I was a player and coaches go on my teammates. Obviously, if you look at some of our players, especially Roy, it looks like he's down. I mean, he's not running around having a good time like he was earlier. So he's affected. But you also got to be a man in this profession. It's not all going to be positive. And he's going to snap out of it and start playing the way he's been playing. He's very important to this franchise, and we're going to have him play at a high level. But I just didn't believe in that stuff when I coached. I didn't believe it when I played. But Jimmy does things that Jimmy does, and that's how he expresses it to himself, and maybe he thinks he can motivate the player like that. But I think in this case, with the guys that we have, make it work well.
Should this be
made the best? Yes, it should. And I said that 3 years ago. I think in the third year, this team should make the playoffs. With 10 games under 500, unless everyone won a championship, this team should make the playoffs.
If you don't make the playoffs, how hard do you, you look at the mirror all the time, but if you don't make the playoffs, what does that tell you personally?
Well, that I didn't reach my goal. I knew it was going to be tough 3 years. I really felt that this year was a year that we're going to sneak in the playoffs with 10 games under 500. And obviously, all the contracts are up this year. So Mr. Simon's got a lot of things to look at and judge our body of work. But the franchise will be in a good position for this season. I do know that.
Are you going to go for
it? So I'm going to sit down with Mr. Simon and talk to him because he's never been in this situation before. All of our coaches, all of our trainers, scouts, me, we're all up. And they're going to be around $35 to $37 million, and that's the first time this franchise has been in that position. I mean, that's a bargaining deal. So I think, and we do have some good young players. So I think the franchise is sitting pretty well. But yes, I will be very disappointed if they make the playoffs.
Are there any concerns? Frank's head coach and experience lasted all of 3 minutes last night. That the players won't respond to a guy who has no
head coach. I've already talked to a couple of them, and they're going to do everything to help Frank out. Even though he's coached a lot, he's had a lot of experience, the players will react.
We've got Jordan Small business trying to make things.
I don't want to see people move on. I see teammates move on. Some coaches move on. But I don't know. I wish I had an answer. I really don't have an answer. Because, when I talked to Mr. Simon, he has some concerns about some things. But I told him I wanted to wait until after the year is up to sit down and talk about it and see where he wants to go. But I know if I'm not here, whoever it is, they're sitting in a good position to turn this thing around. sitting in the fans and maybe watching this live right now. But we're committed. We're committed to the playoffs. That was our goal. That was my goal personally 3 years ago. And we built this thing as quickly as possible and not even making any sense along the way. We can't afford it. We're a small market competing against teams that's spending, you know, 20 to 30 million over the tax. So but we're in a position where we think we can move this franchise forward, and we feel good about it. We don't feel good where we're at as a team. And that could be blamed on all of us. It's not just Jimmy. This coach and fire head coach told me that, you know, he's the reason we lost all these games. It's upper management, and we didn't get the type of players that he needed. It's the players, it's on them. So hopefully we can turn this around in the last 30-some games and hopefully get a spot in the playoffs.
What would you like to see, besides the wins, what would you like to see happen in the last couple of months this year?
I'd really like to see some of our guys improve. I'd like to get Roy back playing at a high level. I'd like to see Lance get in there, and I also like to see Paul George get more minutes where he's going to improve. If we could be a better team at the end of the season than we are now, that's what
would you like to see, a style change at all, or I know you did
a lot of things, but it's really hard to change a lot of style. I mean, sure, he's going to change some things, but we don't need practice. It's hard to change a lot of things if you don't have a lot of practice time. But I'm sure he's got his own ideas. I mean, if I was taking over, I'd have all ideas how to run the offense. But I've talked to Craig a little bit over the year, and we just talked basketball, so I know that he's going to change some things.
Yeah, I feel bad after complaints here, but last summer when Jim let Lester go, you lost a lot of experience out there. Is there any type of thoughts of wishing you would have urged Jim to have a new assistant that had more experience?
Not really. It's not really. Everybody's got to start, and I have all the confidence in him on the show. Man. He's a basketball coach, and he'll get the job done for us.
Why do you think in the end it's since underachieved this year? You've been healthy. So.
Healthy, yeah. That was one of the keys going into the year. I thought we'd stay healthy. And not to really make a lot of excuses, but inexperienced going down the stretch. I mean, how many games have we been in where we've had good leads, and all of a sudden the wheels fall off? A lot of it comes down to execution. Some of it comes down to taking bad shots. A lot of it's turnovers. That's why I always say you need that. And two other guys that we're going to be able to get this summer, and he won't have all his mistakes, all his leads, and another one down the stretch. So, it's a little bit of everything.
It's a higher priority than going out and making a Collison type deal, given the fact that there doesn't seem to be a lot of great free agents out there.
Yeah, no question. That's why if we can use one of our expired contracts to get the player we want, we can do that.
Does that need to be done before the trade deadline?
Well, you like them to, but it's not the end of the world if it don't happen. But we're talking to a lot of teams. We're starting to heat up. And I know you're not hearing about it as well as not doing his job. But he's not going to go over the league.
There. Thanks to our friends over at 1070 The Fan. Looks like we have Josh, $2 bill, Josh, on the line with us right now. Josh, we've got just about 10 minutes left on the wrap-up here today, a special edition of the wrap-up. We're bringing breaking news. We were just listening to the press conference by Larry Bird, and it looks like he's ready to move forward to make some trades, and it looks like he's got the green light to spend some money and go out there and get some players. So, Josh, you're our NBA analyzer. We'll use that word. How about analyzer for the balance? So glad you could join us on a Sunday afternoon. And what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I'd like to apologize for everybody for being a little bit late. I was out buying a new computer for this balance to use, but I'd like to remind everybody, I told everybody yesterday that Jim O'Brien was done. I believe what's going to happen is I don't know if they confirmed this yet. I believe Larry Bird will be the head coach for the rest of the season. If he fails to take the team to the playoffs, I believe he will be done as well. Have they announced an interim coach? I've been at Best Buy for the last 2 hours, so I didn't get to hear any of the press conference.
Yeah, it looks like the assistant coach, Coach Vogel, is going to be the interim coach for now.
And they're going to make a decision on head coach in the offseason. That's kind of the impression that I got from the press conference there, Josh.
Well, I think it's a good move. Certainly the players weren't listening to Jim O'Brien anymore, and they weren't playing for him anymore. For those of you who listen to the bounce, and Tom can confirm this, I've been calling for probably for about the last month for Jim O'Brien to get fired. I've been saying for the last month. I'd say it's been about, what, the last month, month and a half, Tom, but I said the players stopped playing for him.
That's right. You can probably hear me a little bit better now, can't you?
Yeah, I can hear you better. So the players weren't playing for him anymore. I think it's a move they had to play. And I think when he got thrown
right.
out of last night. Oh, go ahead.
So it sounds like we got a little bit of a delay there, Josh. But basically, you know, I think you're right. I think the decision was made. I certainly don't think that it's a big surprise for anybody at this precise moment. I think that, you know, there's a lot of things that have been an issue. So, you know, Jim O'Brien's a pretty good man with broad shoulders, and like Larry Bird said, it went well. He looked me in the eye and said, hey, I understand where you're going. The franchise is going in a good direction, and he said that it went real smooth. That's what he was saying there in the press conference there, Josh.
He certainly is a good guy, but unfortunately the NBA is a business, just like the NFL is a business, and it doesn't matter how good a guy you are. Like, I mean, not the we're going to go off on a rabbit trail necessarily, but it's getting about that point for Coach Caldwell. If you're not getting the job done, then it doesn't matter how good of a guy you are. So at the end of the day, Jim O'Brien's
right.
a great guy. He's involved in a lot of charity work, but he wasn't getting the job done.
Right. I totally understand. Well, guys, thanks for joining us on a special episode of The Balance. This has been breaking news. We will certainly bring you more information about this as we get it. And thanks for joining us for the press conference. And thanks to our friends over at 1070 The Fan in Indianapolis, 1070 AM The Fan. Give them a listen. Thanks, guys, for helping us out with the stream today. We greatly appreciate it. Josh, any final thoughts here in the last minute or so for in this breaking news that we have available?
I'm glad to see O'Brien go, but I don't think the Pacers went nearly far enough. Bird built this mess. Why do the Simons continue to believe that Bird can fix it when he's the reason the Pacers are as bad as they are? Every player on the roster was brought to Indiana by Larry Bird.
Right. I totally agree, and the jury's still out on that. Obviously, Larry Bird's contract is up. I don't think it's going to be renewed. I don't think he wants to come back, even if the Pacers want him back, like I mentioned a while ago. So that'll be interesting to see who that would be. Josh, what are your thoughts of Reggie Miller coming back?
No. An emphatic
you don't think
no.
So? An emphatic no, okay.
I think
well,
the GM will be the
guy. Go ahead,
sorry, I have a little bit of static, so it's kind of hard to know what's going on. But I think the GM will be the guy who built the Spurs. I look for the head coach to possibly be Jerry Sloan. His contract's up in Utah, or Mark Jackson, a former Pacer, but it definitely will not be Reggie Miller.
Okay, well, we'll see how that plays out. Guys, thanks for joining us for breaking news. Thanks again to our friends over at 1070 The Fan for providing the stream for us. We'll have more on the wrap-up tomorrow and certainly as on the balance this weekend. Although I do want to remind you that this is a special Super Bowl balance that we will have on the air on Sunday. So we will touch a little bit on it, but predominantly it's going to be all Super Bowl all day long for four solid hours. So hope that you can join us. Join us tomorrow on the wrap-up. Again, all the latest information will be on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. You can follow us on Twitter, and you can also post your messages and comments on our Facebook page. Josh, thanks for joining us. My name is Tom. This has been the breaking news brought to you by The Balance. Again, the Indiana Pacers fire head coach Jim O'Brien and move forward with assistant coach Vogel. And Larry Bird stays place in his position as as president and general manager of operations, and we'll see how that plays out. Josh, thanks for joining us, and we will see you guys tomorrow on the wrap-up.